I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. We're talking with Nathan Hirsch of FreeUp.com. Fantastic information about outsourcing. In the last episode, we talked about the general principles of outsourcing, which Nathan's incredibly experienced at. So if you missed that, go catch that at the blog. We'll put a special page up, amazingfba.com/Nathan. But today, I'd like to talk to you, Nathan, about FreeUp specifically. So FreeUp is your baby, your business. And I'd like to just explore a bit about what is similar between that and other outsourcing solutions like, say, Upwork, People Per Hour, and so forth, and what is unique about what you do and the way you do it.
Yeah, so there's really two things that are unique about us. One, instead of being a job board, you come in, we get hundreds of applicants every week, we pre-vet them, we take the top 1%, we add them to our network, and we make them available to you as the client whenever you need them. There's no monthly fee, there's no sign-up fee. You sign up as a client whenever you need a worker, you log into your account, you click the request a worker button, you tell us exactly what you need, and we fill that request pretty quickly. If you like the worker, you can hire them and move forward. If you talk to them and you're like, you know what, this isn't the right fit, or maybe you didn't provide us enough information, you can click request a different worker, tell us some feedback, and we'll get you someone else. And we're pretty fast, usually within hours or even minutes. The other cool thing about us, we are very hands-on to make sure you have a good experience with us. Besides having great customer service, we have a lot of content to help you as a business owner, from our FreeUp blog to our online hiring mastermind group to my 20-person internal team that's always available to you to really help you and guide you along the way. But we're also insurance against turnover. Our workers rarely quit. We know how frustrating and annoying turnover is. If our workers quit for any reason, we cover all retraining costs, we get you a new worker right away, and we make sure you never take a step backwards for HR reasons.
Okay, that sounds pretty powerful, I have to say. I mean, so it might, compared to my experience with, say, Upwork or Fiverr, where I have found good people, but I mean, so the first thing to reflect back, so you actually have some training and support around how to do the job of hiring, which is, I think, quite different from Upwork and Fiverr, which have the odd little videos and things, but there's nothing comprehensive. So that's really helpful. And the other thing that's really, really powerful, which I think is very different from my experience with Upwork and Fiverr, is that if somebody quits, you'll replace them. I mean, that's really powerful stuff, I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, that's what every business owner hates, right? They hire a developer, they leave halfway through the project, and you're just left hanging there. And I mean, with us, we have such a talented team. We have such committed workers. I mean, we vet people for not only their skill and their communication, which is incredibly important, but also their attitude as well. And I mean, we're not perfect. There's always going to be a situation where someone has a family emergency and something happens, although it's less than 1% of the time. But when that happens, we fix it. We make it right by you as a client, and we move forward and have better experiences. So that's really what we're all about.
Fantastic. Well, let's take an example of something that I need to outsource at the moment. I'm developing a sort of off Amazon growth. Well, at least it's a theoretical project, so it doesn't have proven revenue yet, but it's quite sort of got a technical side to it. So I suspect I'm going to need to outsource some stuff. So I want to create a sort of Facebook marketing extension to my Amazon business, my Amazon FBA private label selling business. And I'm going to need to do some setting up some websites and some coding and that sort of stuff. What would my starting point be on FreeUp.com?
Yeah, so to get set up, you sign up as a client, which takes 5 minutes. It's a questionnaire, so we have your contact information, e-signature saying that you won't try to steal our workers and you'll actually pay for the work, and then a payment method on file. If you do bank account, you get a discount, or a credit card. Our billing periods are Wednesday to Tuesday. We charge you automatically every Thursday. So once you have an account, you never have to do that again. Anytime you need a worker, you log right in. At the top, it says request a worker. A little pop-up will come up that'll ask you, like, do you want US or non-US? What kind of pricing do you want? And all our workers are hourly. We have workers from $5 to $50 an hour. You can find ballpark pricing right on the website. Depends who's available. But it'll ask you other questions like that, like set schedule, flexible schedule. We want to know what your perfect worker looks like. If you need someone that can work from Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. every Saturday Eastern time, we're only introducing you to someone that can work from Saturday 9 to 11 Eastern time. So the request takes a minute. You click submit. Within a few hours, you get an email saying, here's Bob, here's his rate. Bob will introduce himself, tell you all about his background. We have a lot of clients who come to us because they don't want to interview, they don't have the time, or they've used us before and they trust us. From there, you can click the hire button and get started. If you want to meet with our workers, you're welcome to do that. We give you 10 to 15 minutes to talk to them about their experience, their background, stuff like that. Before you want to get started, you can click hire. And like I said, if for whatever reason it's not the right fit, or you have a red flag, or maybe you just want to meet a second an option, you can click request another worker, and we'll send you someone else. Very simple. We like to keep it simple here.
Yeah, that's good. Simple is good. I like the fact that you're giving an option between I can't be bothered, just get it done, and you know, I want a little bit of control and an interview. I think actually sometimes people overrate their ability to do interviews. Apparently, according to the statistics I've read, that HR and you know, the average interview people, there's no correlation at all between how well people feel that their candidate's done an interview and how happy they are with their work down the line. And apparently for HR specialists, it's even worse. I don't know why that is, but that's for face-to-face interviews. So I think really you just got to assume that the best way to judge somebody is by results. And you guys have already vetted them for results, I guess.
Yeah, and we're there to help you as well. We post a lot of content on how to interview workers, what you should be asking, what you should be looking for, what red flags. Because don't get me wrong, I might have 10 really good workers available to you, but it's not a one-size-fits-all industry. There's going to be someone that's just a better fit. Not to saying the other person wouldn't do a good job, but you want to get the best fit for your business, and we understand that. So it's in our best interest to get you workers that you like working with, that do a good job for you, that you want to work with long-term. If you're happy and the worker's happy, then we're happy at the end of the day.
Yep, that makes total sense. So what would the next stage be? So I'd say I find Bob who can work at 9 a.m. to 11. Let's say I want somebody who's going to work 9 to 5 UK standard time. So when, you know, at the moment, British summer time is 8 hours ahead of Pacific time, 5 hours ahead of Eastern time. So, and, you know, we find somebody who can do that and he can work, you know, on this project. What would the next stage be?
Yeah, I mean, once you click the hire button, you're good to go. There's nothing else you have to do on my end. With us, the rate is between you and me and free up, and the worker won't discuss rates with you. They'll only discuss hours. And the rest is you setting up training, going over any expectations or anything specific to your business, setting up a schedule and hours. If it's a project, they'll give you an estimate. If it's a bigger project, you might have to hire them for a discovery phase, and then they'll give that estimate and with the game plan, and they work based on approval. Unless you improve the estimate, they're not going to get started on the work. So on our end, you request a worker and you click hire and you're good to go. And the rest is between you and the worker. And we're there to give you advice if you want it, and help you along the way if you want it.
Sounds good. Now, do you have an option like Upwork will do, for example, you can pay by hour or you can pay by project and you can break the project into milestones, which is something I've done in the past and found quite helpful. Is that something you offer?
FreeUp only offers hourly workers.
Okay. And what's your thinking behind that way of structuring things?
Yeah. So a lot of people go in with fixed price trying to pay less than what it would be per hour. So to me, if you're going to do fixed price, it should be more. Like if I hire a developer, I'll pay them a good sum of money to make sure that something gets done right, but I'm not doing it to save money on the hourly. A lot of people, I think, have that backwards. The other side of it is it's just a lot faster. It's tough for me to negotiate fixed prices with people. A lot of clients come to me because maybe they're not that great at hiring. And a lot of the issues with that is they don't know how to define a scope, and they might come up with a scope that includes one thing for a fixed price, and then they finish it and they're like, oh, by the way, you forgot this and this, and then we're like, all right, back to the drawing board, let's come up with a new fixed price. How do we accommodate that? How do we make the client happy? With us, it's a lot simpler with hourly. It's easier for our software. The workers like it. The clients seem to adapt to it. Don't get me wrong. You can still do very similar to fixed price. My workers will give you an estimate. If it's $10 and they estimate five hours, you know it's going to be around a $50 project, and they're trained to overestimate. So a lot of times you'll go in being like, this will cost me $50 and it'll really only cost you $30 and $40. So for us, hourly is just easier. I get requests for fixed pricing. It just adds this whole level of complexity that I haven't wanted to bring into the platform yet.
That makes sense. And also, I suppose the truth is you're quite right, especially to someone like me who's not particularly techie. And the irony is, if you need to outsource something because it's quite technical and you're not that technical, then really you don't actually know how much work it's going to take. And that's one of those things about outsourcing I was going to ask you about, and this is kind of another thing of how long is a piece of string. But to what extent do you think you really need to know about a task, or if it's a recurring process or a project type, to outsource it? Do you think you need to be somewhat expert in it yourself before you outsource, or is it okay to just go, you know, I kind of half know what I'm doing, I'm just going to outsource this now?
So if I'm hiring something that's a process and system, I need to know it very well. I don't hire people for process unless I know the process. If I'm hiring like a developer, I need to take that leap of faith and hire someone that has a track record and put them in position to succeed. But I'm also getting other people's opinion, other expert to check on it and make sure that my eyes aren't deceiving me and they're actually doing a good job before I pay them thousands and thousands of dollars. So it's always good to have that mentor or the consultant. If you don't know whether something is going well, hire someone for a second opinion. I do that all the time. A lot of my clients do as well for the people that are on their own, maybe outside workers. And sometimes they're great and sometimes there's opportunities for improvement. So those are really the two ways I go about it. I don't know every single thing I hire for. I don't pretend to. But you definitely have to have an open mind to hire people that you can't necessarily train from scratch.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think, you know, for me, that's one of the big wins is to get someone in. For example, outsourcing the editing for the podcast is something that I did 100% myself, and I wrote all the blog posts. So I know the style I want, the sort of what I'm after in terms of, you know, SEO on Google and, you know, that sort of stuff. I mean, not that I'm particularly very expert on that, to be fair, but I'm not the greatest at SEO, I have to say. It's not my main focus, but yeah, so I more or less knew what I wanted, so I could outsource something that I knew 100%. But often now I find myself outsourcing stuff that it's because I'm ignorant and I know I'm ignorant that I have to outsource it anyway. So in that case, yeah, you have to have that leap of faith. And I like your thinking that get an expert to check it, which can be pretty quick. If an expert knows what they're doing, they could check something in 20 minutes that take me hours to think through for myself and then hire somebody else on the lower pay rate. Makes total sense to me. So can you share with us a couple of sort of the kinds of wins that your clients would have using FreeUp as opposed to trying to do something themselves?
Yeah, Amazon PPC is a big one. We have a lot of top-notch PPC experts that'll go in, they'll lower the cost, they'll generate sales at a very high level. And a lot of times they cost a lot less than agencies. And a lot of times those agencies are white labeling my FreeUp workers. So a lot of people have found success hiring PPC workers for me. On the Amazon side, we also have people that are really good at getting FBA reimbursements. And you'll hire them to go through your store and get you a lot of refunds. That's a very common thing. But even on the not Amazon side, I mean, we have people that their entire website was built by FreeUp workers. My infographics that I give out to clients consistently, all FreeUp workers. I only hire from my network. So even stuff like making ClickFunnels, we have a lot of great talented people who do that and building different software. And there's just so many opportunities and we're constantly building our skill sets. And the cool thing about us is if you have something very specific to your business that we would never recruit for otherwise, we can recruit for you free of charge. You're under no obligation to hire the workers that you find from us. If we introduce you to someone you like, you can hire them through the network. You can continue recruiting on your own if you want to. And a lot of our clients who have very particular businesses have used that service and found really good workers because we do have a huge HR team that spends 12 hours a day and has a process that I've built over the past 8 years to help vet workers so that you can focus on your business instead of HR.
Sounds fantastic. I mean, you know, given what I was saying about HR anyway, it's a difficult art. So if you guys have got 8 years of full-time experience and vast numbers of people, no point in us reinventing the wheel, right? So, and I particularly like the fact that you'll kind of find a tailored hire and we're not under any obligation to hire them. So it's great work. I have to say that, you know, it may sound like I'm being a bit gushing, but having tried a lot of different things, FreeUp really is pretty different to me. And, also, I have to say that I spoke to a couple of Amazon entrepreneurs just last week, and I said, look, in all honesty, objectively, without, you know, because they had nothing to gain by it. And I said, where would you go for outsourcing these days? And he said, yeah, I have to say, FreeUp is really pretty impressive. So that was an unforced endorsement. I can't say who it was because he didn't give me permission to say it. But so that's great stuff. I think we're all pretty sold on the idea of at least checking out FreeUp.com. We're going to put some links at the blog amazingfba.com/Nathan so that people can find out a bit more, and we'll put links there to freeup.com as well. Are there any special deals or resources that you can offer our listeners or viewers to tempt them to come and check that out?
Yeah. So if you go to freeup.com with three E's, you can actually book an appointment right with me right on the site. I'd love to meet with you. You can sign up. If you mention this podcast, you get $1 per hour off, $1 an hour off your first worker forever. So it's a good way to save some money. And like I said, you can meet right with me. You can check out our blog. You can check out our online hiring mastermind group. It's open even if you're not a client. And on top of that, we have our book, FreeUp Your Business, 50 Secrets to Bootstrapping $1 Million Companies, that just went on sale last week. So definitely check that out.
Fantastic. So, Nathan, thank you very, very much for your time. Been really, really useful. So a lot of little blocks that I think you've removed, and some very good common sense as well, and incredibly helpful. So thank you very, very much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Hi, this is Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA. I've got a quick one for you. If you're super stoked and awesomely excited to sell on Amazon, that's great. But if you're American, I'm afraid you need to stop listening, because this one is for the Brits only. I'm not being biased, but this is because I'm talking about something which is based in London. So you're going to need to be in Britain or near Britain to take advantage of it. The basic problem we have as internet entrepreneurs is we are lonely and isolated, because we're tapping, sadly, at our tablets on our own. We're cooped up with our computers and we're going insane with the internet. We need to connect to other people. It's only a human thing, right? And relationships are the basis of all good business. So if you are in that situation, keep listening, because we have a solution called the Amazing FBA London Mastermind. But I'm going to specifically talk to you if you're in that situation, but you are yet to launch on Amazon. So you want to launch on Amazon, you haven't got there yet. This is exactly for you. It's called the Zero to Hero Pre-Launch Mastermind. And our aim is very simple: to get you from research or importing, or even if you've got products on the way to Amazon, to launch with your first product live on Amazon. That's our goal. That's our focus. How do we achieve that? Very simple. We have a face-to-face meeting of up to 15 people, no more than that. So it's very, very focused. And you get 30 minutes minimum to talk about your business and focus on the single issue that's blocking you that month to move you forward. The other way we keep you accountable is that we have a video accountability call once a month as well, which it goes in between the physical meetups, so that we keep that momentum going, because momentum's everything, guys. As you know, on your own, you just lose the dream and you fall into slowness, and then the business just dies from neglect. So we do the opposite. We keep it moving. We keep each other motivated. We inspire, and we tell the truth about what doesn't work so other people can learn from it. We also have a couple of other things. I give an exclusive newsletter available only to members of the Mastermind, where I share the latest tips, techniques, and tricks, and bigger strategies that I'm trying on my Amazon businesses, and tell you what works and frankly what doesn't work as well, so you can learn from my mistakes. And of course, there's an exclusive Facebook group to share all this good stuff with each other in between the meetings and the accountability calls. So there's a ton on offer here. It's obviously going to be very limited, because it's maximum 15 people anyway, but for the first 5 people who come on board, there will be a special deal and a very special price for life. But that's obviously only for the first 5 people who come on board. So if you want to check it out, just go to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find out there more about it. You can apply there as well if you want to. And if you move fast, you might even be one of the lucky first 5 people to take advantage of it as well. So that's amazingfba.com/London Mastermind. I'm going to put this video out to everyone on my podcast and everyone in the Facebook group, of which we've got nearly 900 members now, and on the YouTube channel. So I imagine that this will fill quite quickly. So if you're serious about it, get yourself over to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find. Thanks for listening.